In 1962, Sherry became the number one song in the land and began a string of hits for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Five saw the beginning of the musical Jersey Boys, which chronicles the band's story. Earlier this year, it became the 15th longest-running show in Broadway history. Now 79, Frankie Valli continues to perform. He'll be in Columbus on Sunday at the Palace Theater. Valli says his passion for music began at an early age.
I was pretty young. I could have been more than 6 or 7. My mom took me to the New York City Paramount Theater to see Frank Sinatra. You know, I had no formal musical education. I just liked to sing, and I was always singing as a kid. And I can remember my first singing performance for an audience was a recital at the public elementary school that I went to. I sang White Christmas. And then later on, you know, I just kept singing, and somebody heard me sing one time, and offered to take me to see some people in New York so I could sing for them. I went, and shortly after that I made a record. Once I had my foot in the door, then I knew that this was it. This is what I wanted to do, and I just continued to pursue it.
In the years before you guys hit it big in the early 60s, what was that stretch of the 50s and right up to that point like?
Well, actually, we had a regional success. We were signed to RCA Victor, and we had a record out that was a regional hit, and we did the Ed Sullivan Show 3 times. That was really the beginning of anything of any major importance. And then after that, it was, you know, a big lull until we had success in 1962.
When did you realize you had something special, a musical magic with the Four Seasons?
I don't know if anybody ever really realizes that. I mean, everybody that has something special, what is that special thing? Sometimes it's a break. Sometimes it's luck. Sometimes it's the right song. Doesn't matter whether you're a singer or an actor or a bricklayer or a carpenter or an accountant or an attorney or what it is. It's the incentive that you have, how badly, how hungry you are to be the best at what you do.
Well, your voice has certainly been put among the best. How'd you find your range and sort of maintain it?
I think my range was something that I pretty much had naturally. Developing it was a whole other thing. And how do you develop anything? A lot of practice and a lot of singing. The vocal mechanism is a muscle. What was the unusual thing was I had a very wide range. Maybe a 3.5 octave range. But I never gave it, a second thought. I thought everybody had it. I learned from listening to other people's records. And I think a lot came from the fact that very early on I did a lot of impressions. It gave me an insight as to the many things that you could develop or do with your vocal mechanism.
Can you share an impression or two that you used to?
I very early on, I did an impression of Dinah Washington, and I did Rose Murphy. I did a little Johnny Ray. I did a little Johnny Mathis. I did the Ink Spots. You know, I enjoyed doing impressions. I was buying records. I was learning how to sing through buying records. And if I bought a record of somebody and I started to sing it, I worked at trying to sing it the way they did it. And, I sing every day, take care of myself. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do substances. We've had to, as I've gotten older, lower keys on some of the songs. But that's natural. I never really wanted to be a pop singer. I was more into jazz. And then one day, out of the fact that trying to get something happening in that field was so difficult, I'm listening to the radio, and I said, hell, I can do that stuff too. And I started to do it, and shortly after that, we had a big success. All the songs that I've recorded, whether they be with the Four Seasons or on my own, were songs that I liked, or I would never have recorded them. So it's like saying, you have all these children, now which is your favorite? There are songs that I've recorded as Frankie Valli that I look at with great importance. Songs like Can't Take My Eyes Off You, My Eyes Adored You, Swearing to God, Grease. But I like all music. I think music is good if it's done well.
Is there a song that didn't receive attention or maybe wasn't as well listened to that you're especially proud of?
Yeah, there is. In Europe, it became a number one record, and here in the States, it did okay. It was written by two British writers. The song is called Fallen Angel.
At everybody's beck and call, well, maybe you'll resist them all. When I tell you how I miss you.
Melodically, I loved it, and lyrically, I loved it. Something that I'm sure that all of us have been through at one point or another.
An argument could be made that your music, the music that you did with the Four Seasons, resonates even more with people today because you have the Jersey Boys musical with multiple touring shows around the country, around the world, a film in the works. You're still performing. How do you explain the audience's hunger for your music and your story still today?
I think that Jersey Boys created an awareness. A lot of people didn't know that all these songs were recorded by us. And then there was also a story. We had a story. We were four guys who grew up in an environment where we grew up relatively poor, got in trouble. A couple of guys did some time, and we had a success. And during that period of having that early success, we weren't too quick to want to do interviews with the press. We were afraid that someone would find out, and that would be the end of it. Finally, when it got down to Jersey Boys, we were at a point in time where Bob Gaudio and I we signed a deal. I never dreamed it would be as big a hit as it was, but it really opened everything up for us. And made people more aware. The only way I can explain it is that whatever you are doing, you really need to believe in it. I mean, if Steve Jobs didn't stay in his garage for 18 or 19 hours a day when everybody thought he was nuts, he never would have had the success. There would have been no Apple. You need to stay and believe in what you're doing. If you keep running around like a chicken without a head, every time things get a little slow, you could miss a great opportunity. It might have just been coming. It seems to me it's a proven fact that people that stay with what they believe in and work at it, and in most cases do become successful. There's a lot of luck also that's involved. It's timing, it's chemistry, it's a lot of things.
What is it that you hope lasts for people, you know, when you're gone, when people say Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
I hope that they realize that we love performing for them and always appreciate it. our audiences and never took an audience for granted. If they look at us and look at our career and they see Jersey Boys, if it's anything, it's for people who come from backgrounds where there is so much less, who get in trouble, who think it's over. You know, maybe Jersey Boys will reassure them that there is a shot in life. You can start all over again. And if we can leave that, I'd be thrilled.
You could relax, you know, put the feet up, view the success, you know, from a chair with all these other projects that are going on. You still choose to get out there and perform. What drives you to do that after all these years?
I'm just not ready to sit on the porch on a swing. I mean, you know, my personal feeling is that it doesn't matter in what field you are. I think it's a terrible mistake that people work to retire. I think working is very healthy for you. As long as you are physically capable of working, you should. It's good for your head. It's good for your mind.